Tushas Avimari. Holy Master and Shin Tezvav, Sifi Feiz. The Sugya of Pareches. We realized we had Pareches 3 different times in the Simin. We have Pareches in Sif Aleph, in Sif Yod, and Sif Yod Beis. And the problem is, by all three Sifim, we have 3 different halachas by the Sugya of Pareches. Pareches is basically a case of a curtain. So explain each one. In Sif Aleph, we are moving down Mut Litle Filon within a Pesach. You hang up a curtain in front of a door, even though you leave it there, and when you tie it down, we have a more very clear, as long as you don't make an oil gag tefach, loch is you can hang up number one filon, and number two, we hang up pareches. Where the Mishmur explains, and the Vikram of the Paiskim, even though it's there Tomid, but since either number one is not v'not v'ruach, material, or because nam akka people going through, it's regular curtains hanging that people can walk through, therefore avilon, a curtain is mutter. V'chein pareches, and pshita, l'chot means number one of pareches, means from the Aron Kodesh, that says the Maharam, look at the base Yisef, from the Chumash Hadeshim, everyone agrees that pareches is mutter. Even better in the case of avilon. But Nubas HaChadim say, even the pareches that has no door in front of it, will be the same halacha, also it's mutter like a case of avilon. Why Pashas is, because either Nov and Navaruach, or because Nam Akiv people, and therefore it's mutter. Now, we did mention the Chaznish that had a question about the Sugya Baino, I had to say Darkel Asiron, but the Maisa Mishwun and Ikka Pleshkin would not go this way, that Avilon and a Pareches, the Maisa is hangs there, Tomid, it is mutter, without any Klolim. Not only that, Sadinim Lanoi, when there's a curtain against the wall, even that case of Kvershom, you tie it down, that also the case that's mutter. Fine, that's if Aleph, very simple. You hang up a pareches, mutter. No claw. Mutter. Come on, Sif Yod. We have a case of talis kvulo. And over here, it brings down basically a case where you have a pole going from one side of the room to the other side of the room. You hang up a curtain on this pole. It goes over the bed on two sides. The person goes inside, sleep over there. So you have one side over here, one side over there. The loch is with a chut, it's mutter. Without a chut, it's aser. Why is the chut matching it? Nichol the sugar of moist of oil. Boy said the mishmur number two. The mechabashit in Sif Yod goes like the riff in the Rambam, like he said in Sif Ches. Dafka with no gag of tefach with the klal moik has Sif Yud Aleph. The loch over here is can be within the mishupok nafi case of a tefach. It can be hanging down with the klal. But comes along the loch over here is that the idea of kilus of talis kfulo has to be a case. There's no tefach with a chut. Says we have a further v'chena pareches. We have a case of a curtain that's been mamshel the case of here talis kfulo. Pash is like the case of talis kfulo means with the chut we mut otherwise we aser. Same thing be the case of pareches. The problem is the Sif Aleph says pareches and mut without any klal. A simple basic question over here: do we need a klal of chut or not? So speaks out the Mog Avraham and says v'chena pareches does not mean the kimto the same kimto the din. Just like Talas Kula is mutter with a chut, who then pareches the mutter without a chut. V'chena pareches, it says over here, sounds like the Hemshech, says the Maharam, lav dafko. And what's the Rai writes? Ayin Sif Aleph. Now be a series of Aleph verse of Yod. That means a simple reading over here in the Mechab and Sif Yod means pareches with a chut. It can't be, because Sif Aleph is not that way. And therefore, this Maharam, Al Rabba, Machsa Shekel, who says Shad, Ukeheno. I said a shiny Kemal Mishnah Bureau. The words of Meshavua is Nichol Kain the Sugya of Tosefos oil. That Tosefos oil, no one sees you creating an oil on Shabbos. Also, since we have a chut, it's clearly defined that you're pulling it back and forth, you're not creating an oil on Shabbos. It just looks like the Shtampshah is Chazal and Grace in this case. Kain the idea of Tosefos.
It's
Kalasos, he says in the Sifkot. And what it says is Kalasos. Rak. And that's in the case that it happens. It's easy to go done. David, what's the side of the heter? His words are, "Vahavi rak moisim al ol arai b'shari." That's the side of the heter. And the kimta is easy to go do, but the side of the heter is the moisim al ol arai. The chud is there before Shabbos. Talkul is there before Shabbos. Yeah. Now, come along the Mishnah Berurah, and he says that's very nice. How the Mog Avraham says pshat, but nice he says the Makor is the Rambam. Will come up be the Ben Chananel. And he says, really, the Rambam is coming with the Rif. The Rebbe of the Rif is the Ben Chananel. At first, who is the Rebbe of whom? What exactly is happening over here? The Rambam writes the Bialocha that the Rambam's Rebbe is the Rif. The slight issue is that the Rambam was born in 1138, and the Rif was passed away 35 years earlier. It's very hard for your Rebbe to be somebody who passed away 35 years earlier. So the Sfarim say either means the Beis Medrash or the Masorah, but Ikka they point out the Rambam's Rebbe is Rebbe Magash. The Rebbe Magash Rebbe was the Rif. And the Rif's Rebbe is a Rebbe Nechananel. So that's how the Masorah went. Again, even though it says the Rambam's Rebbe is a Rif, meaning the Masorah, Rambam to Rebbe Magash, the Rif to Rebbe Nechananel. Now, it points out, the case over here, you have a Stira Sif Al, the case over here, that was saying that we have a heter with the dals from either Preiches, Lesnius, or a case over here with Anadals with Mutter, with either Nav Navaruach and Amakim. And so if you're the case over here, Dafk with Chut and Mutter. She said, Echnami, it's a Machlaikis. He said, the Maestro, the Machaba, he is arguing with Ramo. At the end of the day, he says, Echnami, the Machaba holds all Preiches as Nidachot. He ends up with Mishmul, the Dina non Afkamina, because they're going to pass him like the Ramo. He points out the Makar for this Indian is the Rif and the Benichnanel. Look at the Benichnanel that we have right now. The Benichnanel understands the case of Pareiches and Chami means the case with the Chot. There is arguing among our Ram Pshat in what is the Mechaber saying? What's the Kim to the Mechaber? The Mechaber come out, the Nina Chot, science of Aleph, science of Yod. Maish the Mechaber, the Shittas, and left it out in Sif Aleph. It's only the Ammah speaking. Then it comes out over here, the Chor, the Ammah, Maish is going to argue over here with the Mechaber if you have a need the Din of Chot or not.
But it's
only mechitza. He's not saying that. Correct. He's still saying even my mechitza. This can be still even mechot. Without mechitza materis, that's against the next machlok is Taisu Shabbos Magavam. Okay, that's what Mishmur says. So the makor over here in the Maise is a benechnal. Benechnal is in the case of a chot. Chot is like the case of Talas Kfulo. And the Maise with Adachul will be also. The Tina and Olaf Kamil are going to pass like Ramo. This is the Maise, a third way how to understand it. We said before that the Chazanish had a problem with Sif Aleph. What happened to the Sugya of Baino? So I want to answer, Chalami Sif Aleph wants to pass the argument of Shavuah, Maravam, and other Achorinim, is Dark and Lasirim. So the Mechaim Kinevki and Shalash Rav over here, with the Chot, even in case of Kfias, to come along to be Matarit. So three ways to understand what's the case in Sif Yod, the case of Parechis, the second in Kemto, either where the case is in the Maravam, there is no Chot, the case of Mishavuah is the case with the Chot, the Chaznish, only over here, a case of Kfar, you have a Heter Chot. Third time we have a Sugar Parachis, again, we have Parachis of Aleph, Sifyud. Now we have Loch and Sifyud Beis, a case of a curtain. In the Makor, you have a Sugar of Good. Good in the Sugar, we have two different places, Kuflam and Chesom and Aleph, or Kuflam and Chesom and Beis. Kuflam and Chesom and Aleph, a Beis was Malakit and Bryces, and it says the case over there, it's Osir. Now it's Osir. Basically, you have a case over there where you have this big canteen. That's very big, spread over in its mouth over the poles, and you want the air to go underneath it so the wine shouldn't spoil over here. So basically, he made an oil with his canteen that spread over the poles in a big space. That's usr. And the Gemara Kuvlam Chesam Bay says a good bekisna is mutter. That means Kuvlam Chesam now says a good is usr, and good bekisna is mutter, and the klal that only with two people, not with one person. So Rashi says, what is the chilk in Kuvlam Chesam, Kuvlam Amun Alf, and Amun Bay's? Rashi says a case in Kuvlam Chesam Bay is a good bekisna, dafka that case, with Shoysov. Has over here with Shoysov, and therefore it's touching the ground. There is no oil over here. It's hanging down on top of the ground. And
there,
what? Bekisrin, with Shoysov. Good with Shoysov, actually, with Shoysov says. Shoysov, with his Shoysov, has Shoysov over there. He's touching the word there, the word bekisrin means a case of Shoysov. That strap's hanging it down. That means what the Pirish Chai did, I'm not exactly sure. But basically, it's hanging down, it's touching the ground. And therefore, it's Makum Kvur Shloys on the karka, there is no oil over here. I said, Dafka is two people, not one. Otherwise, you're going to buy the thing being spread out with one person, in that case, two people. Now, what exactly does Rashi mean? First, again, good bekisniv l'maisa is a case over here that's mutter with two, not with one. So, Beisheshu brings down five shortim, what that means, among the Rishonim. It starts with Rashi, then it goes to Ben Echananel, then he goes to Ben Yoino, then he goes to Rambam, then he goes to Ravid. Five different Mahalchim among the Rishonim. What is the Kimto Pshat the Gemara? What would be Choshe between two people versus one person? Two people is Mutter, one is Osir. So let's first stick to the Rambam that's brought down the Mechaber, put the other four Mahalchim to the side. Two reasons. One is not brought down. The second is not that clear exactly what the Kimto is, how to understand it, why two and one is nicely different. The way the Rambam, again, is brought down by the Mechaber, he says the case over here is Pareches. In the case of we have a curtain, this curtain over here, lemaisa, spread over. In the case over here, that it's gedolo, when it's very large, you have a bayah with the case of two people, be mutter, one be ulcer. Because one person, he takes the curtain and hang it up, a mite fall over him. Now you have the oil over here with the mechitz over here, it falls over him for that couple of seconds, you try to hang it up, you have a bayah that you made an oil over yourself. A gag tefach. What?
It's in his hand.
He's coming to hang it up by one person. Again, the proich is a curtain on the wall. And even though it's in his hand, it's hanging over him. And again, if you want the pirishchai, the picture of the oilam hand, it was very clear. He has that picture hanging over him in his hand. Comes to hang it up. Since over here, even though it has a case of chutim, it speaks out of the Mishnah Berurah. But chutim, according to the Rambam of the Rear, by a case of tefach, does not work. So it's not like Rashi. I mean, the Bialocha of Chaim speaks out. According to Rashi, and the Rosh has to be a case, there is no chut. Because the chut works by a case of a tefach. I mean, it must be, but here, the Rif, the Rambam, a case of it is a chut, but a case of a tefach. The other case of it is also, walk in a couple of seconds, will be over you.
What's the difference between that
and
putting your talus on?
We'll have to get the Sigur Talus next, but it's a great question over here. How to answer that question. Lemaisa, it's a pillow. A maskim. We have numerous questions. We're going to ask what exactly is happening over here. That means, the kimt again, that's how it's explained over here. The case over here is again a precious over you hanging in a couple of seconds. The chonim have numerous kashas over here, what exactly the kimt is. Number one, we already had a question to reply to the sugya of Eni Meskaven. That means you go back to the sugya and sevav, taste the daflam and gimel, brings down the person has a beitzo or chavis or poryo. Over there, Rashi wants to say the reason why it's water you're making an oil, because you're not Meskaven. Tosafot says, what do you mean? Come to make the whole chavis over here with the space underneath, the bed over there, the space underneath, you want the space over here. So therefore, nechle get of kavono. But the assertive is not mitzchavin, should be mortar. Just the argument is the case of a bed or chavis mitzchavin. Over here, when you come in to hang up the curtain and it falls over you for those couple of seconds, they're not mitzchavin. No one should argue the point. It's not a case of situation for pashas. So one question, what happened to the mitzvah sugya of pashas in mitzchavin? A second question is that the holy sugya of oil we know is we want the avro underneath. We don't want the avro underneath. Where's the oil over here? You have zero interest with the avro underneath you. You don't want the oil over here. You don't want it. You have one mechitz in front of you and hanging this way. You don't want the space underneath. You just come to hang up something over here. So in fact, the chasnish, what shaykh is the sugya of oil? The third thing is, they're holding an oil in your hand. We'll get next time where a lapis can say, holding something in your hand. Like a glimo. It's falling down. What's the problem over here? The way the Avram and the Mishmur, they ask the question, they have a case of the Gemara saying a case of a tefach over you, but it's not tight. It also is flimsy, the mice should be mutter. So you want to say, maybe it's different, you're making mechitzas, therefore, the Chavetz Chaim, maybe it's a bayam, it's a sugi of oil, which also needs have a beer, why that's so. The Chanish, after he asks a bunch of these questions, he says, Ladinai, even though it's not far away the world the Rabbah means, not clear. Therefore, you have Bechaych or Pshatim over here, or Mahalchim over here, it's not clear. So, Ali ben Chaznish, he wasn't clear what's happening over here, the Chanim have a hard time what's going on over here. It's not clear what exactly the problem is. What's wrong with hanging up preiches that goes over you on oil? Yesh lodin. A second sugya of Yen Sefer Beis is the sugya of kilo. Kamu Gemara brings down from a bayo that by case of a kilo, that even if 10 people come to go hang it up, it's not possible not to be stretched out, and therefore make a case of a tefach, even with a chut will be also. I mean, again, the Rambam of the Rif have a case of a tefach, where the chut won't be any heter, and since you're putting up this kilo, the loch is, even 10 people is also. Now, what does that mean? It says, Mishabur, what's the kimt over here? That you have this blanket on the floor. You want to tie up the four corners to a pole on the side over here, to the wall. And therefore, you're leaving the middle on the floor. And the problem is, if you have all these people, maybe you lift it up and you make a case of a gag. Came along again, the Chavetz Chaim, a massive chiddush. Question that Chaim grapple, where in the world to get shot over here in the kimt over here. He's saying, Betam, you have a blanket mamash on the floor. You want to type the four corners. So come along with Sefer Olarai. And he has numerous kashas also. First of all, where exactly is this tefach? You live on the ground, on the corners, don't sound that way. Void, women, Yeshu Lizar. 10 people can't make sure not to pick up a blanket. They want to tie it up. Just don't pick up the blanket, tie it to the sides without picking it up. Yeshu Lizar, 10 people.
Why did they want to tie it up?
Mishmur doesn't say why. Venisha emsa kila munachal karko. The ancient oil allow. Don't say why. Don't say. Voice, he says, then are is asking, why in the world are people stretching it for if you leave it on the karka? He asks the question. What doesn't explain why wanting for? Well, the words kilo is usually a canopy for a bed. Since when the canopy of a bed is something upon the karka over here? So he has other kashas and goes on. And I think the best way what the picture is, the Pirish Chai has no picture for it. He doesn't know what it is. What's going on over here? What's the mitzvah over here? Don't know. So we have two akim to the city of Bay. The Chaim grapple with what exactly is going on over here. So Achim, it's over here. Next to Gil. See if you'd Gimel is making more practical than one Gay over here. It's the Gemara on Kuflam Tesla Bay's after the second mission of the Sugya Pravanko. We have a case over here of a barrel of wine. The Gemara says, a pagla de kuva shari. If you cover half the barrel of maizet's mutter, a kula koiva osir. You cover the whole entire barrel of maizet's osir. What is the issa of covering a barrel of wine? Come along with Rashi, Taisha's the Rambam, they say the issa is the sugya of oil. That means there's a chiddush over here. Until now, the whole entire simon, the first 12 sifim, discussing making oil and karko. You don't ever see making an oil upon the keli. And you can argue, stark, looks like there's no binya bekelim, no oil bekelim. Where's the oil on keli? That, what's the issue of Mishmeres?
That's what he's asking.
What? What's the issue over there? Where would it go to? What's underneath it? Where's the Mechubar? How big is it? What? But what's, again, what's underneath it? Going to the cack? What's the, where is this thing? Yeah, he said it quickly. Do you have to know now? Forget now how the answer is showing him. Maybe we'll see the other Shem that will argue even in this case. But nice again, Rashi traces, the Rambam would say, the Issa Mitala Sugya of oil, the way how the Mishmur brings down Havri Rishonim, he brings down four Rishonim, he adds in the Torah. Look around, I see there are 15 different Rishonim that say the Issa of the case of the Chavis is a situation where you're coming to cover Mitala Sugya of oil, the Caliph. Asal HaShadi, the Mishmur says, the Rajman Ravid said that this is not mitzvah the sugya of oil. This is because it looks like the sugya being Mishamer. Issa being Mishamer over here. The ritual by us also being the same as sugya. There's no Issa of being covering up Kalim. So Issa mitzvah the sugya being covering up Kalim. Again, you have to get back to the Mishnah Mishamer. Maybe the Kli is attached to the ground. I'm not sure. But nice again, the Rajma and the Ritva, Mechavetz Chaim over here brings down, the Beis Yosef brings down, there is no Isser on a oil on a Kalim. Black white Beis Yosef, brought down Mishmur, Mishmur says, Ein Nimcha, those want me Mekel. There's a third Malach among the Yishon of Bein Parachi, says the Isser of this case of the Shmat over here, Mitzah Sugiv Schito, which Beth in the Bealocha points out over here, says, Gimel, what happened Mitzah Sugiv Schito? And he has to answer, it's a case of a Shmat of Yuchalakach. There's no Isser of Schito over here. The going to the fourth malach we have in the sugya of Boyer. Going to appear on the Gemara, the sugya of Boyer. Maisa, we have two ikim malach brought down with the Beis Yosef and the Mishnah Berurah. Was the issa covering the chavis? Either the issa over here is inside the sugya of oil, or the issa because it looks like a case of being Mishamer, the Ravid and the Rashba. Now, why should it not be oil, according to the Rashba? You're saying it's only issa Mishamer? So again, either can say there's no oil in Kalim, and that will come out after me. We spoke at last Chabura, what is the heter of covering up a stroller hood over a case of an umbrella? What's the chiluk by an umbrella? You want me machmer? Why should the stroller hood be any different? It's very simple. Because there's no oil on the keli, and the stroller has a hood going to the stroller over here, and Mishmur says, Ein Limchais. That means anyone who says you cannot cover the hood of a stroller is against Mishmur. Mishmur says, don't. It's on the baby or on the, again, you're covering up the area, the space.
Yeah, but what's the baby? The baby.
You're covering up the baby is different than the case over here. Oh,
he's in a barrel of wine.
Yeah, he's in a baby barrel of wine. What's the
wine?
So what, on the wine, the mice is smoother, right?
On wine?
Well, that's the chavis. See, the baby's in the stroller. What's it covering? It's coming up, but it's in the clea over here. That it has something inside of it.
No,
I know that's what Rashi says, but again, Mishmur brings down the Rashba argues, and the Ravid argues, and Mishmur says, so my father's saying, Allah l'maisa, but I have allowed to make him a fall. Again, Mishmur says he can't. That's cool. Again, the chilul between the case of an umbrella versus the case of why I stole is more reason to be mekel. You could say another reason why I'm here to be mekel because they did not make any mechitzas on Shabbos over the case of a barrel. We'll see the Tosfos l'shitas over here. The way the Chanish one said Pshan the Rashba because derech tashmishay. You have a lid made to open and close, like case of a door over here. Find the reason why the Rashba holds there's no issue without a stick of oil. The Gemara, again, Kuflam Tesla Bez, the Gemara doesn't say that Kuflam Tesla Bez,
the
Ravanko. Okay, but that's not the case of Ravanko, the case of a Chavis. You have a Chavis of food inside, you want to cover it. Ravanko, case of a Chavis that you want to cover it, the Rajman, the Ritfo, does not say it's definitely a sig of oil. They very clearly have a kasha, they say how the world could be a sig of oil on the case of a Kli, he wants to argue the point. Now, you have a question. The Gemara is very clear. You can cover up half the area. Now, why, according to Rashi, you're allowed to cover up half the area? Since when can you make an oil on half a kli? That means, to not say we have less than 10 facts, sounds like you can cover up half the area of the chavis. Why is it mutter? Azura wants to say pshat and Rashi heim amru veheim amru. Chazal and Meiser came along to Aser. They came along by case of oil on the kli. They came along veheim amru. Only half of the Meiser's mutter. Another really explained why. The way on the Meiris another Rishon says over it not looks like the sugya of oil when you cover up only half of it. Clearly, what he means is like we spoke at last Chabur in the gate of the Prima Gadol speaks out. Why by chashishia by oil arai is a mutter? By case of a hat which is less than typical Meiser's mutter. It's oil arai, less than tefach should be, still osas chashishir. Says the Prima Gadol, why? Because it's not near like creating something over here. Not near like sugarman oil. Also, when you cover something only halfway, it does not look like you're really covering it. Just a case of a lid, not coming to go protect it over here. That's how the grass seems to go, Kankniewski. Or a third way of saying it over, the Prima Gadol says, since you're not covering the whole entire thing, there's no te'elis of what you're creating over here. Since there's no te'elis, says Mr. Prima Gadol, or for shulchan, that's not nichol negedah of oil, since anyway things can fall inside. Fine, so Maisa, we have Yisrael, we are covering it halfway. His mutter, Baker, we come along and say, the Issa, Mitzal, the Sugi of oil. However, again, Mishmur ends up saying, Ein Limchais. Now, the question is so, how in the world do we ever cover our pots? You have a Shalom pot, and how in the world can you go cover it? Azayfer, the Rashba, that's his kasha against Taisus. Yes, how in the world do you cover your pots? If you have an oil space in between you, you just did a Sugi of oil on Shabbos, covering it the whole entire way, it should be also. So just to understand what's going on, let's speak out Tosfos, what he says in Daf Beis and Beis and Beya, go by Shlav, he says three Yisoidus over here. The Gemara in Daf Beis and Beis and Beya speaks out that a person when he wants to make an oil on Shabbos to do it backwards, L'mayim L'mato. The Gemara brings down five different Ukimtas, brings down the case of a Maduro, the second case of Beitza, a third case of a Kedero, a fourth case of Korya, a case of a Bed, and the fifth case of Chavis. Now, of these five cases, two of them are brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The case of Purya, the case of Amita, is brought down in Sif Gimel. And the case of Chavis is brought down in Sif Vav. Both of them, those cases are Osir. Unless you do it Lamay Lamati, you do it a case that's backwards. In fact, Taisus, we're saying over here, a person has to do it backwards. How in the world do you put a Shulchan down on top of a frame? On top of this Afsalim, that means these days we have a case of we have folding tables. But in the olden days, what my father has in his house right now, these legs or these frames you want to put underneath your table over here, how in the world can you go do that on Shabbos? It's not doing it if you, unless you do a case of backwards, but if you don't do it backwards, what's the answer? So I said, Taisha is number one on your side. The only thing is that when you have mechitzes, the arno mechitzes, the maisets motor. There he speaks out that the case of the Gemara, the case of the Mito, the case of the Chobos, the case of the Kedero, the case of the Bates, they all have mechitzes over there. They have a case of mechitzes, you have to do a case that's backwards. Mash in case the sugya of a shulchan, there are no mechitzes. Therefore, since no mechitzes, lemaisets mutter. Therefore, the mechaber in Sif Gimel speaks it out. Mechaber says, "What's the chilul between the case of a mita versus a shulchan?" Explains the Mishnah Berurah. The case of a mita has mechitzas, they can do it l'mayla mata. Masha Enke, in the case of a shulchan, has no mechitzas. Even in the case over there, it's motor. Motor. Okay, so we have one you said in Taishas, you have no mechitza, the maisets motor. Kamal Taishas says the second side, that if you have a case of mechitza zara osir, and so how in the world do we ever return a pot on top of a case of a kira? Then you have Mishnah by Osh and Shalas, Lavov and Bein, says you can take a pot of a kira back and forth, chazor the maisets motor with its klolim. Maisa has a wood with this klolim, you have nechitzis, and you put in the pot over there. She says a second yesoid, even though you need to have nechitzis, the nechitzis also have to be made on Shabbos. Never loch lemaisa that taz among avon by osa the sif, your gimel brings it down, and the Mishnah Berurah brings it down seven different times, and the person has to make nechitzis on Shabbos over here. A third point, come along the Taisus, and it's now off. What?
It's off right now.
So, right now. Now work. So, Hamilton says a third point over here. Yes, once you say number one, we have a side over here, no mechitza motor, but mechitza osir. Number two, the mechitza have been made on Shabbos. What about the case of Pravanko? The case over here, the Chor, the mechitzas were before Shabbos. And you have a case over here of this Chavis, and you want to cover it, Hamilton says it's osir. Why is it osir? Either you have to make mechitzas on Shabbos. He says, you saw the third point, when this thing over here is Roch of Yoshi Midai, as if you made an oil, and therefore it's also, even though you did not make mechitzas on Shabbos. The Chanuma explained, since it's so wide apart, it's not miyachas one to another, as if you made mechitzas over here on Shabbos. Brought down by the Magavom, the Shavua, not like the Taz. I mean, Taz says three yosaydas. Number one, you have to make mechitzas to Aser. Number two, you have to make mechitzas on Shabbos to Aser. Number three, you do not make mechitzas when Rochava Yoshi Midai still Lemaisa's Aser. All three Lemaisa brought down by the Paiskim. Just how it came out, all three. Then the idea of making mechitzas, again, we have the Machlokes in Sif Gimel over here, Machlokes Tosfos versus the Rashba. Again, the case of Mita had a mechitzas, and therefore you need the Avo underneath Lemaisa's Aser because you're making mechitzas. The Rashba, Lemaisa wanted to disagree and said you do not need a case of mechitzas. Once you need the Aver underneath the Mice, it's Osir. And therefore, the case of a Mito, the case is Osir, not like the Mechaber. Halacha, the Mishavuah came along to be Choshes, not like Taisus, but like the Rashba. That means instead of a case over here without Mechitzis, by a Shulchan, don't need the space underneath the Mice, it's Motor. But the Mito, you want the space underneath the Mechitzis, be Choshes, noch a Lochish for the Rashba. With two Mechitzis, Osir, Medina for the case of the Aver, four Mechitzis are Osir in all cases. That's the negate you said Alpha Taisus, the negate the idea of Mechitzis. The second you said of Taisus, you have to make the Mechitzis on Shabbos. So also we spoke out that Avada we have to make the Mechitzis on Shabbos, we pass not like that. What about according to the Rashba, you have to make the poles on Shabbos. That means Rashba is saying, without Mechitzis, it's still also by the case of a Mito. Still also. Why? I'm using the space underneath. That means, but how to get there? You have to make poles, the poles have to be made there on Shabbos. So come on the Chaznish and says, look at the Rashba, also the Sugya Kuflam Tesla Beis, he asks, how in the world do you put a Kedera on top of a case of a Kiro? But the Sugya Kili asks, well, this Kasha, yes, you know why? Because the Sugya Beitza, you made the Mechitzas on Shabbos. Mashenke, the case of a Kedera Gabba Kiro. That means we said the Chaznish, we see over here, the Rashba agrees, you even have to make the poles on Shabbos. We pointed out, the Chaznish himself points out, the Bialocha brings down from the Goyim, the Chor, not the way, because they write against the Rashba, is Lamayla Lamato. And he says, of Chor, every time you do Lamayla, it should be Osir, when you do the case of Lamayla, without the case of Lamato first. Now, what do you mean? Maybe made the case of the pole before Shabbos. Fine, Maisa, that's a second Yisoid. You have to make the pole before Shabbos, and Machloikis, they get to the Kimtu when it's near the Avon underneath. The third Yisoid over here, we have something, Roch of Yosim Midai. Then over here, it's Osir, even though you did not make Mechitzis before Shabbos. Now, just understand that. We know in the Geta Oil, we have three levels over here. Either you do not need the Mokum underneath, you need the Mokum, the space underneath, you come to Megan underneath, protect underneath. When it's Megan underneath, you need Mechitzas? No, Megan needs only Mechitzas. That's the Pashas. Why in the world are you covering the Cholis for? You have the massive barrel over here, you want to cover it. Why? You don't want bugs to fall in, or rats to fall inside. Come to making the wine inside, the water inside. So why come on places? Because you have to make mechitas. When you're making it, you walk of Yosef Midai. In fact, the Achorinim, Lechura, it's been making, even out mechitas should be Osir. That means why is it came on places of Mechash Achidish? It's Ruach of Yosef Midai. We don't have to make mechitas on Shabbos. In fact, the Achorinim, the reason why it's Osir, because it's come to be making. What's also underneath? Poles? What?
Also without poles?
So it's here, it can be making. We don't see the idea of being poles. Poles only when we want the Avra underneath, the Machlekes. But here, come to be making, it's Osir. Without poles, some is also coming to making. So Chaim Noah wants to mechadish a chiddush. Himself says a chiddush, and the chanish seems to go this way. And simple bottom is safer, so it's all this way. He kind of is the ikki instead of oil, and the example oil ira to oil kfar. What is an oil? Oil is a dwelling place, a place where people live, where balchai live, where behemoths live, where people live. Therefore, a gag without mechitzas is also only for balchayim. Mash enkein, to cover objects and other things, that's not the oil of Kada the Torah Asard. Oil that we see over different places, again, the Chaim Noah speaks out very clear, and the Chanish wants to go this way, is a mokum dirosai, protection, a dwelling place, that's either Gemara's case by behemoths, Gemara Beya, or people, not more than that. Therefore, that's not the din, the Isser Shibai. Not the Kvar, and also our Chokas and Gezer, they're not going to answer it. Therefore, in a case over here, when it comes to protect, you'll still need mechitzas over here when it's not negated to a person. Mechidish, an oil ara, you need to go off and on. You'll need to make mechitzas. Megan
is not enough.
Megan is not enough only by people or by behemoths. Bal Chaim. Meister, the Sefer Oil Ara, points out it's very soft for me the whole time in Shavuot, the whole time Simin. And everyone's like, wow, never sold anywhere. But it's awesome over here. Points out, Pashas, the Goyin argues, the Shavuot argues, very strange, that's missing over here from the whole time Simon. So where the Orch HaShabbos, Ke'inzah, or Ara himself wants to answer, that Be'ikir, we don't need Mechitzas to protect, to ask us to be making or forget, except by the case of a Kli. That means the way how Chadish wants to answer, they want to answer that Mechitzas are by all cases except being Baal Chai. They want to have a carrot. You never need Mechitzas except by a Kli. A kli be'etzim, what's the cover? The cover is really a lid. As a shame lid, not a shame oil. To maximum the oil to make a mechitzas. That mechitzas, no one sees, oh, I'm making a tent over here. Then they want to say, in one of mechadish, that if I get to aser, miyuchid, buy a kli, they have no way to get that. They have a kasha, I pravanko, they have no way to get a kasha from. But he seems to understand, says Aruch HaShabbos, and the Olaroi, he understand, by kelim avadi at a mechitzas on Shabbos, with mechitzas on Shabbos. Don't need to make mechitzas on Shabbos. Fine. Now, in this idea of making mechitzas on Shabbos, this chiddush of Tosfos, come along with Achronim and they discuss what's the halacha when you move the thing from one place to another. That means the standard situation is you put a wall here, put a wall here, you make a mechitza, then put something on top. That's making mechitzas on Shabbos. But the case of a mito is also. In case of a shulchan, you make a mechitza, also be yasser. You want the space underneath? The question here is negea to, metatu mokum mokum, we take the thing with it. That means the mishmua over here by the case of a pot, or earlier the mishmua and sefkimah by the case of a bed frame, that you move the whole entire thing with together. Don't not create the frame itself, just moving place to place. When you metatu mokum mokum, is actually creating mechitza on Shabbos. That means it's already, the frame is ready set up. The pot is ready set up. What's the loch is actually creating something? Come on, Mishabura, again, Sai and Sef Gimel, and Sai over here, Sef Yud Gimel. He says that's nichl in the category of making mechitzas, and then covering it is mechitzas, with a case of covering it over here on Shabbos. So, sir, brought down before and ready the Chayodom, the Prima Godim, Bach. In fact, the Chaznish, if that's so, how in the world do you ever move a pot on Shabbos and cover it? Bam Kasher, how do you ever cover a pot? That means Mishmuel is saying that when you cover Yosef Midai, we'll get the shiur what that is over here, even without moving it. The loch is covering on Shabbos is also, you do not need to make mechitzas. When it's not Rechover Yosef Midai, a stama pot, move from place to place, that's making mechitzas, and you cover it, you do the active oil when you have a space of a tevach over there between the food and between the pot, cover. Why in the world is mutter? David the Chaznish, Maisit, disagrees. Chaim before, the Erech HaShulchan before that, and that's in the Taisi Rosh, the Sugya disagrees that moving a Mechitza from Mokum to Mokum is not creating Mechitzas. The Elam calls Machlokes Chaz Nish versus the Mishneh Berurah, if being metaltal from Mokum to Mokum is Nichol in the Issur over here of creating Mechitzas, and they have a covering on his also even not Rechav Yosef Midai. Putting a wall here, putting a wall there, putting something on top. That's just moving the frame from place to place. Correct. That's the Chiddush. The Mishmur says the case of a pot. He writes this case. He's arguing, saying that's not creating Mechitza. That's moving the whole tzura, the whole frame. The whole frame is not making anything. Now, it does come out, if so, how do you cover a pot? So either you could say, very simple, you have a pot, take over the lid, take out food, and don't move it, and then cover it, we keep it with the pot. That's one way. Shlomo Zalman also says, a chiddush over here, what kind of, if you move the pot not to cover it, you move it to take out food, then you put it down the counter, and then later on, half hour later, you decide to cover it. Since you did not move the pot to cover it, it's not like you made the mechitz over here, it just happened to be over here. But let's say the kimtas comes out, you move it to go cover. What in the world is the heter? I mean, you have a food over here. I want to go cover it. To go move it and cover it. Why is that nichel in the bayam? It's not making oil on Shabbos. Now, before we get to answer, to go through different cases over here. Came along over here the Mishnah and it discussed that you have a case over here of a chavis that's facing up, and you can cover the chavis. He says you have a bayah of covering the chavis over here. Shabbos is rochav yesh midai. Whether metaltal or not metaltal, she says, I'll give you an eight, so what should I go do? Turn it upside down the chavis, have the lid on top, and the empty space on bottom, and then put the table on top. Think about it for a second. What did he just do? He's metaltal, memokal, mokalim. Now he made the mechitza, mechitza, and he made the gag. Says, the mishmua, that's your eight, so. Just do a case of oil. Maisa, why in the world is that motor for? So the chum in the terrace, and Shlomo Zalman, the Mignan speaks out, Shmir Shabbos, and the Dershu brings down. The case over here, when you turn upside down, to explain, ain't the idea of the kai. Once the whole entire thing together, you're just changing positions, this way, that way, the other way, you can open up a kisei traskel, open up an umbrella, medina, you're just switching positions over here, you're not really creating anything over here. It's even better than the case of a chuppah. Chuppah, at least you're opening it. Here, the whole entire form is already here, just changing its position where it is, that's not nothing to get of oil. When you have over here, facing up, and then you cover it, they have oil in the space. But turning it upside down, that mice says nothing. To make it a little bit practical.
It's funny you make an oil turning it upside down.
Are you making a chuppah making oil as mutter? But here it's even better in the case of a chuppah. Because you can at least say you're open creating it. Here the whole thing is here, just making changing positions. You're creating nothing. Now, to make it a case over here, a person has a stroller or a bugaboo or any of these fancy things over here that cost a lot of money. And the question is, L'maisa on Shabbos, how to go use it in the gate to give oil? That means, simple case, the picture was sent out, you have a stroller with a basket underneath. The basket has walls to it. Come on, all baskets have walls to it. You have mechitzas. You have the bassinet. The bassinet is what you put the kid inside on top. You take the bassinet out. Now there's no oil to it. You put the bassinet back inside. Now you're covering it, making oil to what's underneath and using the space underneath for the thing that's there. So first question, to go through different shlavim over here. Let's say the stroller is open before Shabbos. You want to take the kid out in the bassinet, put it somewhere, and then take the bassinet on Shabbos and put it back. Are you making an oil on Shabbos? True, this is a kli over here. But Maisa, where does Rechav Yosef Midai not? Let's say it's in the place over here. And you're covering over here a place that has mechitzas over here. It's open before Shabbos. So first, you could say very simple, the mechitzas are there, you're covering it, the locha to ask us something, you have to make mechitzas plus the gag. Over here, the mice, I'm only making mechitzas. I'm only making gag. I'm putting it on top. Making a gag on Shabbos, even though I want the space underneath the mice, could be mutter. Even the Oratian Shemir Shabbos says, first, if it's opened up before Shabbos, and you cover it, one case is mutter. Second case, we'll go through different cases. Baino is a great question. On the assumption that place can only be mekel, because made to open and close, as baino should be mutter. Mavucha, ashayla, divina hogis, as baino made to open and close, like Dallas made to open and close, as strollers are made to open and close.
Why is it it's mutter? Because the walls are
before Shabbos.
Well, side by side. I don't think Rechav Yoyis is not Rechav Yoyis. We'll get to this year. A second case over here is let's say you come to your house, two flights up. So what do? You take out the bassinet, you close up the stroller, you bring it upstairs, come upstairs to the house, and now you open up the stroller and you put it back inside. Can you put it back inside? You just made a mechitzas. I just made an oil on Shabbos. Says the oil of Tzion, what's the answer? We're paskin. You cannot make an oil on Mekalim. To open the stroller, you just made the mokim with the mechitzas, with a basket on top of the basket. So the mice is also. There's a Shmir Shabbos and Chosoi versus the old prince versus the new prince. They bashkei seem to change halacha. Seem to want to ask it over here. Yishlod what he's meaning. Maskano. Mice, what's the answer? Let's make a third case over here. We're saying over here to make mechitzas a problem. Let's say you roll the stroller one place to another, which you're going to. The chol, that's what metatrim mokum lemokim. And then you want to put the basket on top of that area. So even if you had open before Shabbos, you made now the mechitzas with a gag. Kamal the chodeshani has a problem here. What exactly is the hetter to roll? So if you go like the chaznish, the seder, not making mechitzas, the seder. According to the Mishnah Berurah, he tries to having a chilik over here. Maybe the tzati mekel olari said tzarchin. According to the Mishnah Berurah, is there a hetter to roll the stroller? When you roll the stroller and put it on top, the chodeshani tries to make a chilik. I ain't sure what it means. Not clear. And Ol Ari wants to say maybe it's muti and tzarchin, but according to Mishnah Berurah, how in the world do you roll your stroller and put the basin on top? The kasha, at least the kasha is the chuy have a case over here of making mechitzas with the oil. So if you're gimel, we paskin Rashi Taisus can do an oil on top of a clean Shabbos. So I'm pointing out a big problem that Swarm are grappling with through the Mishnah Berurah, and even without the Mishnah Berurah, if you open and close your stroller, was you had to put your bassinet on top of your basket on Shabbos. So my said, what's the eitzes? Heard a rumor say over. Every rav doesn't have this cash. They have to come out with eitzes and ideas. What to go tell people to go do? This cash, everyone can. A rav has to give terutzim. So the way how the chodeshani or the pesach shiva is being down, one eitzes is do l'may l'mato, do it backwards. Have one person hold the bassinet, other person roll the stroller underneath. L'may l'mato, that's a gemara. That's sif gimel. That's sif over. The l'may says mutter. My father's making a face. But l'may says that's one eitzes. What to go do over here?
Can you take off?
We got to. A second Eitzer, the Latin and the Shmir Shabbos being down. If you have over here the case over here that the basket underneath, fill it up with your pillow, put your hand and jacket over there, put a blanket over there. Now there's no space of a tefach. Then put the thing on top. Then, since you're taking away the thing that's underneath, it's not there to make mechitzas. Ain't that deal lamai lamata? The lamai sets water. So your wife's asking, why in the world are you putting your sheitel over there? What are you putting over there? Why? Because otherwise, how can you put the basin on top? You have a bayam, you tell us you're going to make an oil there. Those are two H's of what to go do. Now, taking a step further now, again, I'm being ma'or, a problem. I know a lot of people say I'm wrong because that's not the minig oilam. Fine, ain't limchois, might say at the end of the day, you still have the rajbo. They said, no, it's a bit of a kelim. So we're not going to make a macho, but might say, loch v'machmer. Maisa, as far as I understand, especially you open up the stroller. If you don't open the stroller, at least you have a chaznisha enter. If you open up the stroller, you put it on top, what's the enter? Another point. Usually, people that are doing, it depends. If you have it there, agav, like Rishon Mazam, it happens to be there, and you bring it on top, should not be a problem. But if you move it, you have to tell the person, put it on top, l'chori, you're making metafel and mokal, you put the mechitz on top. Put the gag on top. Void. Let's just, now the other way, we're discussing putting the gag on top. Can you take off the bassinet from the top of the thing over here? You may take it off, to also you have to fill it up. Can you take it off? We slice in oil now. So came along the Chodashani, and L'chura, he points out that L'chura was the Eitzo. You say, very simple, I'm not being sliced the Mechitzin on Shabbos. We go back to the Shai Tzin, we spoke out that Sifkot Lama Aleph, it says it worse than the case of Baino. The simple reading of the Mishnah Berurah is to be over Baino, the loch is you have to make the mechitzis and you have to make the gag. Be over says it just to take away the gag. So the Chodeshani, if so, you have a bayam, it's a sugi of stiro. Even if you did not move the stroller, just take it off, you're over the Isser stiro. Now we did point out that certainly the simple reading of the Sharitin, Gam, there is another way to understand the Sharitin, that there's a het over here, that the Sharitin is saying, Metzias comes out to more chomer. The person over here makes the mechitzas before Shabbos, you can only be over the Issur of Soiser by undoing Saida, Mechitza, and the Gag. So far, they'll come out over here, they're just taking off the Maisri Motor. The Chodeshani, the symbol of the Mishavua says, you cannot take it off. Against what's the Eitzah? You had to fill it up. Now comes out the second afternoon, we had two Eitzahs. Either fill it up, or do it backwards. We spoke out, Lumis Achon Muntaina, is there a head to do Lamayil Mata by Soiser? I mean, he spoke out, those who want Taina, it's not the Shulchan Aruch anywhere, doing Soiser backwards. Void Stira, Shinoi, you always do Shinoi any way you want to go do it. Any Heter, so the Machlok, we spoke out earlier, among the Achroinim, Malaktim, is there Heter doing Soiser backwards? How we do it backwards, you take the basket to tell the guy to take on the stroller underneath. Now that's simple, there is a Heter. So if it comes out, that is Zebaya taking off the bassinet and putting on the bassinet, and the Chor, the eats of both cases to fill up the space underneath.
We learned Seiser many years. We said there's no
Shinoi Seiser. We said, Machlaikis, and those on it, Satri Machmer. The Chor, what's the Eitzah to take off the bassinet from the case of the basket?
One piece carriage.
What can simply do is. One piece, taking off, make it oil?
So then it has a basket.
So, Kodem Mishabua, what's the problem? Kodem Mishabua is Chopo, Kizai Traskel, Sefei. Chopo Lamais is Mutter, Mishabua, no problem. No problem. Now you start clearing, what about according to Ramosha, God like Dinah Behuda? Say over here you have a tear for the Rive and the Rashba, all the case of Abundant, Bin the Mikalim, much better. Like, why do you make a case of a stroller? Whatever those make a case of a stroller, the hood, Chol should be the same thing over here. Chol should be a case over here. Now, go to Aluchan, if you Gimel, we have a case over here, and Mechabri brings down the case of Pravanko. That means, even though the case over here, the Mechitzu, were done before Shabbos, since the Ruach of Yosef Midai, Beisaisa brings down Taisus, by the Paiskim, not like the Taz says, the Buch in the case of Mashko. We have a chumrah of making a gag on something that mechitzes were done before Shabbos because the ruach of Yosi Midai. The first question is, as my father says, as he's pointing out, we never define the ruach of Yosi Midai. What in the world does those words mean? What's Pshat Zaydi? Bom Kashu. So the Bach and Taz says, what does those words mean? And look up the Rashba, which will argue, they say, what in the world those words mean? Right? The Rashba is his kasha. My father is just like the Rashba and the Ritva and the Baz and the Tak. What do the words mean? Says the Ali Rabbo, it must be they had Yedei Shurim that seemed to have a standard size for Chavisim. And whatever the standard size was, which is standard size. Come on, Taisha Shabbos, which is really the next generation, says, still, very nice Ali Rabbo, but where is, what's the size over here? At the end of the day, the Chazanish says, I don't know the share. That means we have Paiskim, Shulchan Aruch, Dari Daris, Rechava Yosef Midai is the share. What is that? Good question. So let's try to extrapolate what exactly the share over here is. Let's try to see if we can give the Cholopach as a minimum amount, and then that it should at least be mutter below that. It's very clear from the Sugyo, and Taisha speaks out, that Amito needs to have Mechitzes on Shabbos, Mash in case the case of Vanko. That means a mito is not ruchav yosef midai. Your bed is not too big. So what's the size of a bed? Very simple. So the shiva beds are berach 80-90 centimeters. That's shiva beds, 80-90 centimeters. Now, again, so it comes out, and the Mishnah speaks this out. Mishnah is tefkot yudches, the bialochas, if your gimel being down, then a mito, 80 centimeters or 90 centimeters. Not your bed. The shivas are beds. The one in the bed, yeah. Not
that whole. You know Islam.
That means, again, the Chovis Chaim speaks out that the Chovis is bigger in the case of a regular mito. Now, those who want to disagree, Chaim no wants to argue, Tehillah wants to argue, and say your bed is too big. But again, we'll go with the Mishnah Berurah from Taisvis. Pashas, a regular bed is not Rechov Yosef Midai. Now, what's the shape of a regular bed? So the Orcha Shabbos, at least a 50 centimeters, a Bada that's not Rechov Yosef Midai. If so, what are our pots? So, at home, I measured my pots over here. The biggest pot was my frying pan, which was 29 centimeters. My pot, which doesn't even have a shear tavach, the size wise, height wise. So my other pots were less, 27, 25, 23, 22, but my chillum pot one way, but not the other way. So I couldn't get because it's oval. So the biggest pot is not, that we have at home, is not nichol, even up to 30 centimeters. That means Aruch HaShem says at least 50. way of copying it down, he says 50, he wants Taina 70. What bears about 70? So even up to 90 centimeters, he says, it should not be a problem. That means the Issachar is about a garbage can at home. Garbage can at home, he says, not a problem. However, the Chodesh Shani says these green monsters in the street. That's what Chavi Yosef Midai over here. They do bring down the Chaznish and Dinah Van Hoggis, that is Tchul the tank, seemed to have a problem. One time the tzir broke, he wanted to tie it down, inside the sugar of oil. Now, I don't know how big his toilet tank was. But he wanted to bring down, his toilet tank seemed to be this issue. The swarming down, Memso, there's a Prima Godim over here, Sukhna Atze Shittim, Tildovin, Ezi Solom, they're trying to say Memso. Now, one problem with Memso, that's really volume. That's not Nichol Nishir over here of size. And even the Shalom Zalman says, their Memso means Becholius, 1/3. It doesn't mean that is a size, that's just an example. Something that's Memso must be, it's very, very good. So Chavim Yosef Midai again up there. Let's go again. What comes out again? The Miryoshi says by Chasna those pots are massive. Those are big. It means a standard pot. And again, the Urcha Shabbos says at least 50, up to 70 or 90 centimeters, and that Chavim Yosef Midai.
50 inches.
What? 50 cent? Which way?
Yeah,
okay.
The bed's long,
no, no, no. That, a bed again. Yeah, bed. We're not talking about stone over here. That's time. No, we're talking about a one size. That it has to be 50 by 50 at least. At least 50 by 50.
50 by 90 also.
Yeah, 50 by 90 also good. Yeah, 50 by 90. Yeah. Long as it's not the size 50 over here. Look for that. That's
200
also. Don't sell, yeah.
It has to be a full square.
That's what the strongest seem to bring down. It has to be. It has to be at least again. 50 or 70 or 90 again. Orchid Shabbos on 50, a cup on 70 or 90 over here, which again makes sense. I hope again, yeshiva beds are small, and there are, I think the ones yeshiva are 90 centimeters, maybe 80 centimeters, depends which room you're in. But again, maybe the old ladies are the smaller, 70 centimeters, but 50 centimeters is very, very small. So if so, it's a question, you do not need to make mechitzas. To ask Ruchav Yosef Midai, how in the world would come along the Lochet says you can put a table on top of a frame on Shabbos? Your table is more than 100 centimeters per Pashas, right? It's very wide. So, how in the world could you put your table on top of a frame like it says in Sif Gimel? Luchora should be also, because you do not need to make mechitzas on Shabbos. So, Sedem Shlomo Zalman, I'm Sedem Chaznish, the only time over here the Lochet be machmir is when you're using the space underneath. By the table, you not come to use the space underneath. The whole day chumash comes to use to make an oil to Megan to use the space, which then we point out in the gear to us that we put our chairs underneath, or our feet underneath, or our chairs underneath. The Maimon Mordechai, the Chura, if you have the legs and you put the table on top of it, maybe there is a problem. Ask Rechav Yosef Midai. Yesh Lodin. Fine. To get to the single oil by Kalim, let's go through a bunch of klolim over here.
Have
pizza
you didn't make it for Shabbos?
Yeah, yeah.
The tables
without
like as well.
Fine. Again, you don't need to make whatever thing on Shabbos.
Make it, but it has to be
no, they, but
that's what this is talking about. This is
the one. When the Iskin case of a Shulchan. The Shulchan is about, and this kind of case is Shulchan. He's asking this question, Shulchan. And Shulchan has no mechitzas. Again, Mita has mechitzas, and Shulchan has no mechitzas. That's by Mita. Mashiach, your last words goes on, but Shulchan, not the way. So the kind of I Shulchan said, so you don't want the space underneath. This is the kind of story. Now, get to bidding of oil, Bekalim, go through different Klolim. First, the Loch is very clear in the Gemara, when you cover part of it, the mice is mutter. This is what that means, part. The way the Taz or the Shayatzim bring down. And let's say a person over here has most of it is covered, or the whole entire thing is covered. Let's say you remove everything until leaving over a little bit, the mice, that's mutter. That means that's the whole entire thing is covered. I hack you, take it off, steal. You take it over till you have a little bit. The way the Shayatzim says, if I can, you cover everything till you have something left over a little bit, or even let's say Erev Shabbos, you had a tevach over there, then you cover the whole entire thing over here. That means that either you have a tefach, you cover the whole thing, you can move it to a little bit, but as long as a person does not fully cover it, nothing, or fully uncover it, the mice then the case will be at smutter. Only it's partial. That's call number one. Call number two, the whole night is a dafka when you have from the food to the thing on top, an oil. A tefach. You have no tefach, there's no oil over here. Very clear, the Rishon and the Pesach coming down. A look is you have to have a tefach over there. Number three, You have to make the mechitzas on Shabbos. Don't make the mechitzas on Shabbos. The only time it's also Ruchal Yisimidai. Number four, Kamal the Rajbo, the Taz, he wants to argue with Taisus. He wants to tell you that a person does not need mechitzas by the case of a mashko. And therefore, it's also, even though it's not Ruchal Yisimidai, the Aliyava seems to go this way, the Kishon Aruch, Maksa Shekel, Ben Shchai says to be Chayshis, the Meister is against Taisus. And Mogavam and Shmuel disagree. They did not bring down the Sisaid of the Taz. They seem to understand, by case of Mashko, you also need to make mechitzas on Shabbos over here. The words of Taurus Shabbos is, the words of the Taz, Vada in MS. Come to Those are the first four klalim. Water. The Taz says, Mashka. You should know Mashka. This is your word, Mashka. Drink a bishla Mashka. Right. Now, those are the first four klalim. The next couple klalim, they really come into matter. Next three klalim is, why come into matter covering a pot? I mean, we really have a big problem here. According to Mishnah Berurah, how in the world can you move a pot place to place and cover it? So they have a head to call v'yuch lekach, head to base achiza, v'sukkah lekach. Go through each one. First idea of the words of v'yuch lekach, that means Kemal Vitaz, and he says, the halacha is a person cannot cover their mashko, the yayin, the maestro, even not make mechitzas on Shabbos. Except since it's darker, he told me this way, it's not looked like an act of making oil on Shabbos. He wants to answer, look at Kdeiro, Agave Kiyo. It's made that way, it's Miuchel Akach. He also says Miuchel Akach. This he said already is the Shittim of Kobetzis and Beyo. And brought down by the Pim Godin, Machsan Shekel, Tveres Olm, numerous Pleiskim. Maisu does not bring down the head of Miuchel Akach. It's not the Mogav Rom, not the Shulchan Shloimo, not the Chayodrom, not the Graz. And the words of Mishnah Berurah is to Loiketaz. To Loiketaz. Kamal Mushlom Zalman, he says, it's a pella on the Mishnah Berurah that he's not bringing down this halacha. He says, Achor Meskimu Loiketaz. But the Maisa, at the end of the day, the Mishnah Berurah says, Lechor Pashas, there is no heter of Yuchel Akach. And the Mushlom Zalman say, we do go with heter of Yuchel Akach. Now, just to understand the side of Yuchel Akach, take it two steps further. Number one, Yuchel Akach is very simple. You have a pot made to cover it. Let's say you have a shmata made to cover it. That nichol get a miuchel akach. Kemal Vitaz over here wants to say even in case of a shmata on top of the chovas is also miuchel akach, and you have to know that Narshol and Benishchai the Maisa disagree. Taking now the next step is he said over here miuchel akach. This is for that, or oimin lakach. It's also used for this or that or the third thing, meaning basically silver foil, aluminum foil. Is it strange? No. Is it made for this? Made for a lot of things. Does aluminum foil and silver foil have a heter of the Taz of Miuchel Akach? So Rabbi, when he brings down the heter, he says, yes, we're going to pass on a local mice like the Taz, the Loki Mishnah Berurah, the Chiddush. And then if you have a heter of something that's aluminum foil, why? Because this is, no, it's not strange, it's not oil, this is a lid, it's a cover over here, it's mortar. I'm sad to say, in the case of Urcha Shabbos, brings an example that's not Miuchel, he writes near Kesef. Let's just have him as an example, silver foil. Some Gabbam seems to say the case of silver foil. I mean, even arguing how far they extend the side of the Taz, is it Oim Lekach or Miuchel Lekach? From that's in the heter of the Taz. One heter. Won't make a difference. It's Oim Lekach. And fill the top. Well, yeah, we already said four klal and fill to the top. We'll point it to about now. Next klal. A second heter to answer pot. Something called Beis Achizo. We have a handle to the pot. We have handles to the pot covers over here. Where's it coming from? Shlomo Zalman says, even the Mogen Avraham agrees to the case of Beis Achizo. Why? One says, the Kavu Chaim of the Sugin and Simon Shin Yud Gimel, the case of Bar Vados, something to Mechub LeKarko, a case of here, if you have a handle, it makes it nicker, that's not Nichol Geda Boino. More time with Archa Shabbos, Mechubonu, and Ribiyat. The Maish, they point out, is a massive Chiddush. The case of Boino, Betzem, when you have a lid over here, off and on, about this mutter, it's a Mexican Boino. When you have a Beis Achizo, it's not Mechzik Yavoyno, everyone sees it's a lid. Over here, when you're covering the pot with food with a tevach over here, you're doing an act of oil, you're protecting it. Not Mechzik, you're doing oil, you're protecting it. So you're going to want to compare the sugya of a Mechzik Yavoyno that Beis Achizo takes away. Because no, it's made to go off and on, it's mamish, it's no, it's a Yavoyno. It's a door. No, it's not Iskas oil. Iskas, over there, it's only boino. The water goes to the top, whatever the reason why it's water. It's not Iskas. He's saying, just like over there by boino, for whatever reason, we did not discuss oil only as boino as water. It also should be water. Beis Achizo. Beis Achiza knows here is oil medinoi for Pashis. Now Sugya Messi, I see the old Arai is from Shlomo Zalman. We will again this idea to extend this head over here. And then he says the steepest of Mishavu is not this way. End of Tzarachin. And with Pashis, the case of the Magavam, Mishavu, the case of the drawer, I assume the drawers also had a handle to it. They took it in and out. There's something there over there. A Pashis, the case. I said, a Pashis, you want to argue? So I said, this for you, I said that. The simple case of a drawer over here has a handle to it. And then what Mechalke have a handle, no handle. And the steepest of Mishavu is not being down the head of a handle. That means not being down the head of a Yuchel Kach, not being down the head of a handle. The Chor should be a case of Tzalser. A third hat that I call something Mesukin Lekach. This is a grass over here, also coming from the Suga Simon Shinya Gimel. That the case of Magufa atop of the Chobis is Mutter because they carved and designed and made it fit into this area over here. So I mean, it's a made and designed for this area. It's Oim Lekach, it's the Maisa Mechichalov that this is made to this be off and on. Chaim Elving down, or Chashab is on the time this way, the Maisa they point out, and all IRA says, we see if a draw is not that way. It's also made, designed, and formed that way. Pasha Mishabu Amagavam did not bring it down. That means we brought down, we have a Heter, Mesukh Lekach, Bez Achisa, and Miuch Lekach. Pasha, all three are not in the Mishnah Berurah. A eighth Klal, which following this one, it is in the Mishnah Berurah, is the Magavam's idea, and the Taz of Sirim. Something unhinges, may go open and close, like we have the Loch HaTov Reish Chavah, the case of Sirim over here. Also, when you have a pot, the case of hinges over here, the Maisa, that Akimto will be a case over here that is Mutter. Won't help for your pot cover, correct? We'll get to that with the problem. A ninth klal over here is the Kamlung of Kiveger, and the Shaitshuva brings down the Gan HaMelech. I want to say the whole entire Chumra over here, by a case where your wine is in the barrel, is when you went the airspace of a Tevich over here, if you fill it up to the top, the wine will spoil. Therefore, you're making sure that you want an airspace of a Tevich so the wine shouldn't spoil. Mash Enkin, a case of water, all cases of food, Sholint, all these cases, you have a Tevich over there. No problem. I don't care if this is filled up, not filled up. They point out the way how the Mishbrua, the Magavram, Chayoda being down the case, they write Chavish Shel Mayim. This is the way how they write it down. Chavish Shel Mayim. Why? That is La Fuke, Kiregel, the Shari Tshuva, the Gan HaMelech. But then again, there is a Heter out there that Orch HaShabbos wants to bring it down. It's against the Mishbrua that says Chavish Shel Mayim. A tenth klal over here, Shlomo Zalman wants a taino, when you want to cover the pot, the meiser, in the food inside, that's a case of oil. You want to cover the whole entire pot with the cover, and you want to cover everything, that's not the chalosuk of oil. A 11th klal, the meiser, even though we're machmer, mishmur b'inam chai odom, we're not knowing to make a machal against people, because we have the rajbo and we have the ritfo in them chois. Those are the klalim. Now, let's make it, now what to go do. Basically, we have either the master pots in yeshiva. And therefore, in that case over here, if there is no hinge, even did not move from place to place, mechitzah there rechav yisim midai. Or you have pots in your house, and you move it, and you want to cover it. Avada there's a limud's chos. What be samichad? Yisuk lekach, yuchel lekach. They are tearing it out. The paishkum there. From the Zalman says, why the mishabur the mice leave it out? But says the oil arai. Let's read the mishabur. He says deloiketas. He goes. Tries to grapple, where is the heter according to Mishnah Berurah? Say, according to Chaznish, Matat Mokum Mokum, you're not making Mechitza, it's Gevaldik. That means you can have the Chaznish, Motor, Taz, Motor. So, you're Mishnah Berurah yet, right? You're learning Mishnah Berurah. Where is the heter according to the Mishnah Berurah to cover your pots? You move from place to place to cover it because you want to cover it. Where is the heter? Tzarachin. Now, maybe just another Makar where even the Mishnah Berurah has a heter. We go back to Locha in Sif Gimel. Over there, we have a case over there of a chimney, where the Magavam discusses putting a kashal tevin to close up the area. Magavam Maisa wants an aser, putting a gag over there. Mishabur brings down the Tais for Shabbos, it says, there's less than three tvachim, you have a sugi over here of a lovid, and therefore it's as if you're not making a case of gag. Now, our pots are the less than three tvachim. Now I measure them. Some of them might have a Chaim Noshir, but he holds a head to a Mosuk Lekach anyway. But no one has the Chaznishir, and no one has a case of a Moshishir. So you have a case of Lovet. Either the Mishmur over there says, I don't want to be Samech upon that. Only Bitsirif and all Ari himself brings down this Taino. When we have a head to Mishmur and Sef Gimel of Shimni, let's be Tvachim. He says, over there, I don't want to be Samech upon it. Only Bitsirif that I did not make the Mechitz on Shabbos, the Mechitz there before Shabbos. But you want a Tzirif, I'll make a very simple Tzirif. We have the Rajbo, we have the Raivit. Ein Limchais. So you already have the Rosh Hashanah Ein Limchais. We have the Mishnah Berurah says we have water Tosfos Shabbos over here. So you want to leave Mitzchus, even according to the Mishnah Berurah, he has to touch his Shabbos with the Rashban Ravid. So it could be that's why Ulay the Ilim, besides the Taz, besides the Chazanish, besides the Mitzchus, why do you make a... Now, you want to argue, you want to be a Yer Shemaim, Machmim Ne Machmim, Seder, on the Chazban wife, Yish Lodin. You can even argue the point numerous times, what? How can you do the Maile Mata? He has to tell Isha to hold there, fine, you can't, yeah, again. Okay. If you do it that way, it should be more to be the same thing over here. Same thing. Yeah. Yeah, these are all things you have to go tell the Noshim. Fine. Are you going to go tell that your wife, Bishlam, and a stroller? Fine. But you can tell that to pass every single time. Well, maybe, yeah. Maybe you should. Sorokin. What? He wants to sign the Kodim Shom Zam, he moved it to take out food. So you move it, take out food, and then leave it. Tell her not to move it, and then cover it. But never move it. That's he wants to tell Noshim. Never move it to cover it. Fine. If you want to tell it. He is. Just don't move it. You say, fine. Don't go tell Noshim not to move it. Fine. Everyone has their own house and Sviva has their own things. The last point over here is a halacha of putting a drawer back inside a table. That means we have came along the Mishnah Berurah according to the Chayadim. Then once you have a sigur of oil on top of the kelim, and we have a tevach inside your pot, before you have a case over here of a tevach inside the drawer. So you want to know the chur, if the drawer came out, can you put the drawer back inside, inside the sigur of oil, so the pasha should be also. Now first, in to our drawers, most of our drawers have a latch on the side, they can't take it out. Now you can push it out, and might you want to take it out to get the Pesach, but if you're there, the place can have a bayam, inside the sigur of oil inside, sir. It means no drawers didn't have the problem, it's in and out constantly. Only a problem of oil, our drawers you have by and saiser. But by Maisa came along with Paiskim, and the Chor, they want to ask her, putting the drawers back, Mitzah the Sugya of oil. Come along with Sachoinim, and they have five questions to argue with the Chavetz Chaim, with the Traisol, with the Kishon Aruch, with the Nezi Yisom, the Chashabes, Chaznish, numerous reasons why to argue. Really, the Chor, we can answer each one why the Mishpura is being Machmer. Number one says the Traisol, you know why it's Mutter? It's Buchalakach. Yeah, the head to the Taz. Why the Mishnah would not say that way? Disagrees. No head to Muchalakach. Very good. That's his taina. Shmir Shabbos go this way. Shlom Zalman. Head to Muchalakach. What's the problem? Chaim, not the way he wants to argue. He says, it's Mesukalakach. His Malach over here. Again, who a Mishnah disagrees. Come on, a third reason to argue. Come on, Tereish Yisrael and the Chaim no and the Chaznish. You did not make a gag on Shabbos. You have over here. The gag, you're putting the drawer back inside. You made a mechitzah on Shabbos. Since when do we ask her making mechitzah on Shabbos when we don't make a gag? I mean, the whole time is discussing making gag without mechitzahs, you have making mechitzah not. Here we're only making mechitzah, not making a case of gag over here. The gag already is here. Oh. We'll get to both points over here. So, the way the Urcha Shabbos being examined from Shmuel Orbach or some Kabbalah being examined from the Urcha Shabbos, they have two ways of answering. Either Yeshel Chalek, when you're making just mechitzahs, and a gag, that the chur is nothing. But here you have a drawer, the mechitas come with a karko. So on this whole entire era, you're making an oil over here. When the mechitas coming with the karko, that's making an oil on this place over here. I mean, mechitas, no. Mechitas with the karko, that may be one story. Or another story I want to tie now. When you have a oil over here, that's being made in a place, or doing something over here, and you put the mechitas over there, and you take away the mechitas, still the oil is there. By the drill, when you take away this area, it's doing nothing, zero. It has no functional use. It's a table over here on top. You have a drawer to this table or whatever it is. It has nothing. So when you put the oil there, now you create the oil. When you put the drawer there, now you create the oil. The whole oil was only there with the drawer. Without the drawer, it's nothing. Two ways of answering it. Kiddush, but that's it. L'chor b'shan the Mishnah Berurah. The fourth kash is, l'chor, in this case, l'may l'mati. You're doing it backwards. So the Kishon Aruch, no white water. The Gemara says, "L'may l'mata, Gemara beyo daflam gimel, l'may beis and beis." So the Chayit seem to answer this question. The story we spoke out, l'may l'mata, instead of love instead of gimel, is shinoi. It's not a shinoi. This is a way of doing it over here. A fifth reason they want to argue to be matter, Rashba, the Ravid, and the Minboilim. My submission says, "In limchos, but chosh to be machmer." That means our Achronim want to argue the case of the draw. At the end of the day, Mishmuel Chor disagrees with Miyuch Lekach, Mesukim Lekach, the idea of making Gang of Shabbos. This is the Mokum over here. Not Lamai Lamato. You have to realize he came on with all these ideas over here, where to be Machmer. Now, just to make it practical, person has his dresser, has four drawers over here. Now, there's, take a standard dresser. Usually, when you take out the drawer in a dresser, every section has a top, has a bottom, and has a sides. Every section has that. That means some Israelis don't have that. But let's go with the assumption that every section has. With that assumption, Lechon, now, can you put the drawer back inside? Can you put the drawer back when it has the bottom and the sides and the top? The oil is there, the sides and the bottom is there. Put in the drawer inside. Now, either you can say over the way the simple bomb says over the mice's motor, because there already is an oil there, oil. Or the way how Shlomo Zalman says over, where he's coming from, a little bit different, that the whole tzura of the oil is there, right? The whole halal is there, she's not creating anything. The whole tzura of the halal is there, she's creating nothing. No, because nothing is. No, again, if it's latches, you're right. Without latches. No, it's made to go in and out. No, you can argue. Below, they're saying on the side of the boy, no, it depends on whose house, what type of dresser. A lot of dresses are made to go in and out. There's no latches. If they were not made to go in and out, they'll put a latch there. What? Maybe we'll get to a saying. Now, however, there's a second thing called, we have these keti cabinets. Keti cabinets, there's no space in between. That's when you take out all five of them, what happens is one oil. When you put in the drawers, now you have five oils. Does the person have a right to make five oils on Shabbos? Pasha says Shlomo Zalman, that's also. Well, that's also. That means in the Keters, if you're very careful on Shabbos, that's usually the toys on Shabbos. So if it's filled up to the top, and you don't need the tefach over there, there's no problem. But in a situation where it's not filled, and you're making more oil to put these drawers back inside on Shabbos, we have a big problem. Now, the Keter drawers are no baya boina. The whole function is to take it out, put it away and play with, and then to put back. That means when you only have one kid, the toys are very low. You feel you'll have a problem. But it might be tons of, and the overflowing over here, before it's full to the top, although it should not be a problem. Otherwise, in Shabbos, if you have these Keter drawers, you have a baya, according to this Mishnah, a big problem. Each drawer, you're making four oilim.
No, let's add four in there. I just want to put in the fifth. That's fine.
So what are you doing? See, now, no, if this one has a space over here, the one on these has a space, you made a fifth oil. No, again, let's try it again. The drawer underneath has space of tevach, and the one on top has space of a tevach. So you made this cabinet having four oilim to five oilim. For example, is this oil?
Yeah.
Can you put another oil over here?
No.
So, and can you put another oil in that? Fine, so the same thing.
Yeah, but can I put something on top higher than this is going to be an oil on top of the
if you, again, if the other oil is full to the top, you won't have a problem. Or you can be might to muck
it.
Only that. But again, but I said if the bottom thing has space of tefach, you may to oil them.
Even though it's the same room.
You have oil to this and this oil to that. Each one is oil to the next level below it. You have to leave over a tefach? It's a great question. The Maestro, it sounds like the place can know that. They do argue. It says over here that Mishmur says, make sure to leave over a little bit. It's not give a share. Sounds like by the case of Kalim, as long as you leave over a little bit, that's enough. I think someone will grapple. You need to leave over a tefach or a little bit. Sounds like the steam is a place from the page. Sounds like leave over a little bit, that's enough. A little bit over here. By Kark. Just enough. Maestro, fine. I can't now. But next time, we left out one sugya, cake covers. Can a person nice to have a cake and to cover it on Shabbos? Is that baya? And also, we did it. And my father wanted to argue with Mr. Kaplan about this. And also, we left out the sugya of oil by the case of a hat. That'll be from the sugya of Shanao.
Go ahead.